Now hear this. Now hear this.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this. All hands turn to for inspection. All hands turn to for inspection.
Today, the papers are filled with names like Korea, French Indochina, Iran, Formosa. Each one of them a hotspot. Each a potential volcano. Navy intelligence keeps an eye on them because potential volcanoes have a way of spitting fire when you least expect it. But less than 10 years ago, the papers had names like Luzon, Corregidor, and a couple of twins named Guadalcanal and Tulagi. Names that may or may not have been mentioned when Captain Bligh had that spot of trouble with the Bounty. Names might have got a call when that French painter Gauguin sent home some picture postcards. However, they got plenty of space on the front pages when the Marines hit the beach at Guadal. And quite a few mentions when the United States Navy consisted of half a dozen PT boats based on the shoreline of Tulagi.
Got them. If we could put machine guns on these babies, we'd win the war tomorrow.
What makes you so sure they're on our side, Abe?
Oh, I'm sweating. I thought these South Sea Islands were supposed to be romantic.
Huh.
Can't be romantic and sweat.
Where's the skipper?
Down at the dock. Some jerk Zero put a couple of holes in us last night.
We didn't find nothing.
Huh?
I told Lieutenant Casey there was nothing coming down the slot, but you think he believes me? Abe, we didn't even find a stinking native canoe, nothing.
We found a Jap Zero. Nick Rossetti three times.
I didn't say we were unlucky. I just said we found nothing.
Oh, I'm sweating.
It's no secret.
All right, Commander.
Hey, move over, Abe. Let the boss sit down. Huh?
Okay.
Boy, must be 110 in the shade.
You owe me $10, Abe.
Yeah. I got no place to spend it.
What's the bet, Captain?
I bet, Abe, the next guy walking the shack would say it's 110 this year.
Against me, he can't be beaten.
How you feel, Abe?
Lousy. Jungle rats driving me nuts. But I'm better off than Rossetti.
How is he, Skipper?
He'll live. Doc plugged up the holes.
Couple of lousy scratches and he gets a purple heart. Me, I'm bleeding all over from these sores. I don't even get any sympathy.
You're a crummy-looking sailor.
Some sympathy. And from my favorite officer.
I was out with Lieutenant Casey last night, Skipper. It was so quiet, you'd think the war was over.
It isn't. Well, I saw your brother, Kemper. He's living like a king.
Even on Guadalcanal, he's got connections.
We going for a ride tonight?
Think of any reason why we shouldn't?
Oh, I can think of a thousand. Pick any letter in the alphabet and I'll give you a reason.
You shove off in 30 minutes.
It's raining again. I'll bet this is the only place in the world that rains hot water.
Our weatherman said the sun is out, so I'll be ready to shove off in 30 minutes.
Oh.
You're riding with me, Kim.
Rather ride with Casey. He's lucky.
What's wrong with Morgan? Isn't he lucky? He's had two PTs shot out from under him.
That's lucky?
Getting so I can smack him with either hand. You know something, Bill?
Take a look at that dock, will you? A half a dozen PT boats. The United States Navy.
I got a letter from home. In my local paper, they call Tulagi a formidable naval base. You get that? Formidable.
Three lousy shacks.
Oh, we're great big heroes. We go out and sink Jap battleships.
You know, I've never even seen a Jap capital ship. I've been stuck on this stinking island for 8 months, and I've never seen a capital ship.
Scuttlebutt says we're going to boot them off Guadalcanal. What do you think?
With what? PT boats?
Get those torpedoes aboard! I want to shove off!
You know what I like about Commander Morgan?
What?
He's in such a hurry to die.
dozen ships no bigger than a matchbox against the whole Japanese Navy. A Navy that was determined to keep their soldiers on Guadalcanal, keep them there and kick us off. A half a dozen PT boats that had to hold the fort until we were ready to make our move. Not ships, boats that could be blown clear out of the water with a cap pistol. Manned by men who were sick and tired and praying for help. Men who hopped into their little rowboats and went out night after night to do battle against the Japanese fleet. To take on anything that might come their way.
Skipper, you got a lead on something?
There's supposed to be an oiler hanging around these waters.
Nice and cool. We've been looking for that oiler for 2 days.
Shove her up 2 knots.
Up 2 knots, sir.
I bet there's some nice fishing around these parts.
Depends upon what you're looking for.
Skipper, radio picked up a message.
Yeah, let's have it, Kim.
A P-40 crashed in Sector 4.
Four?
Yeah, halfway up the slot. Right under the Japs' noses.
Those Army pilots do it the hard way.
Full throttle, right 4 degrees rudder.
Get your line ready, Abe. We're going fishing. Just keep your eyes open.
Good thing there's a full moon. Easy to spot them.
Yeah, easy to spot us, too. Nothing. As hard as I look, I don't see nothing.
He's gotta be around here someplace.
Think maybe he drifted toward the island?
If we cruise in any closer to that island, the chaps will be knocking us over with spears.
Right 2 degrees rudder.
One word from me.
Throttle her down.
It must be tough on a guy floating around all alone.
Skipper, off the port bow. Looks like an enemy ship.
Beached. Plane got hurt 3 days ago.
Remember the spot we're heading in for, Skipper? The chaps have got that coast loaded. If they pick
it... Quiet.
I ain't making any noise. I
want to sneak in a little closer to the shore.
We don't even know if this pilot, Joe, is alive.
He was when he hit the water.
Right! 4 degrees, rudder.
Funny how I can feel the honorable enemy breathing down my neck. They're breathing louder.
Yeah, they picked us up.
Searchlight, Skipper. They're laying a pattern.
Yeah.
Looks nice playing across the water, doesn't it?
All of a sudden, he's sensitive. You sound awful calm.
That's funny, because I'm scared stiff.
Full throttle! Left full rudder! Move!
A wise move, Skipper.
He's out there, Abe. I saw him.
Me too.
Off the port.
Laying low. About 150 yards from the beach.
I saw him raise an arm, Skipper.
Keep an eye on him.
We're going in to get him?
What are you whispering for? They spotted us.
Was I whispering?
Helmsman! You see our pigeon?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to come from the other side. Get between him and the shore.
Aye, aye, sir.
Grab him, Abe.
I can't reach him. Get out of my way. Come on, pilot, swim.
I can only use one arm.
Use it fast.
I got him. Scramble, kid. We haven't got all night. Okay, Skipper.
Let's get out of here.
And just when the fishing got good.
One of the primary jobs of the PT squadrons was to pick up airmen who had been knocked down in the slot. The slot? Well, that was about as treacherous a stretch of water as you can imagine. It twisted through the Solomons and separated those two darlings of the Marine Corps, Guadalcanal and Tulagi. It was alive with enemy ships and enemy planes. Anything they could put wings on in the land of the rising sun eventually found her way to the slot and tried to knock the... Well, tried to raise the mortality rates of the Allied armed forces. And for a long time, with nothing but a couple of overage destroyers, a few PT boats to stop them, the mortality rate climbed high and fast. But night after night and day after day, the men who manned the PT boats took their tin fish and went hunting. A leave? Well, the only leave they got was between runs, which meant they sometimes got as long as 4 or 5 hours.
Hey, Bill, look who's coming into the wardroom.
Rossetti, you're back on your feet.
No wonder we're losing the war. You two are on our side.
We got a medal while you were goofing it off in a hospital.
Hospital? You call that tent a hospital?
You get waited on, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a hospital.
You're shaking rain all over the floor.
What's new?
Well,
I've been appointed an admiral, and Abe's my orderly.
I had my ears open. You want to know what's really new?
You got good news?
No.
Then go talk to someone else.
You guys afraid of bad news?
Afraid of it? Rossetti, we've done nothing but live with it for almost a year.
The Japs are winning the war.
You found that out in sick bay? Guy just can't keep a secret anymore.
Yeah, ain't it tough?
You should have been with us last night. Picked up 6 pilots. 6 in one run.
What did I tell you?
Between them, they knocked down 15 zeros.
You kidding?
Right away, I'm a comic. Hey, Bill, I'm a comic. Who was that lady I seen you with last night?
You're no comic.
They tell us we've got the war practically won.
Don't you ever read the papers from stateside? The PT squadrons are sending cold chills into the Japanese admiralty. Hey, Bill, look at me. I'm sending cold chills.
Like we were saying. What's new?
I'm nuts.
And did they find the cure for jungle rats? I'm covered with it. I laid my hand on a table at mess, and Cookie thought it was a scouring pad. Honestly, try to clean the pots with it.
Nuts.
That rain is letting up.
It'll start again.
Now, hear this. All members of the St. Louis Blues, get aboard. We're going on a run.
And me with my nails still wet.
Come on, Ed.
Hey, Rossetti, what should we bring you back?
A discharge.
Sir, since the Navy has turned down my request for an extended leave, and since I seem to be committed to fight this war, where are we going?
Hunting.
Pilots.
Ships. Remember that red-headed pilot that we picked up last night?
Yeah?
Yeah, he was carrying a picture of Hedy Lamarr. He sure knew what he was fighting for.
Yeah, he said he spotted the same oiler 3 Wednesdays running. Thinks he's feeding submarines.
Well, goody for him.
Oilers can't shoot back. I like to go hunting oilers.
Right, 3 degrees rudder.
I'd like to get me a cruiser. A nice, fat cruiser.
You're going to get a chance.
What?
Yeah. This oiler has an escort.
You mean we're going to tackle a cruiser in this matchbox?
I hope so.
Oh, Skipper, you gone nuts. We couldn't get to within 1,000 yards without being blown to...
Well, pick a good place, Abe, because we're going after it.
What do you think, Abe?
Don't talk to me.
You think we got a chance?
Ask the skipper. He's the one who wants a hero's burial.
I don't understand it. This is the position. Should be right off our port bow.
I'm sorry to say there's nothing there, sir. And when I say I'm sorry, I'm kidding.
Off the port bow, sir. You can see her with the glasses.
Nothing. I don't see nothing.
Me neither. But then I'm afraid to open my eyes.
Yeah, there she is. Sitting nice and low.
I can pick out the silhouette of the oiler, but... No cruiser.
Well, neither can I. No cruiser. What a tough break.
Yeah, ain't it a shame?
I think it is.
Yes, sir.
You want a port torpedo?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm taking her in close. Only want to use one torpedo.
I could hit a needle in a haystack, sir.
Helmsman, keep at this speed. I'll tell you when to make our run.
Aye, aye, sir.
250 yards and then let go. Well, say, by the way, fellas, that oiler is crawling with machine guns and a couple of cannon.
Wise guy, huh, Camp? You said she couldn't shoot back.
What am I, an admiral?
Look, Amos and Andy, I want this on the first run. One of you two had better land.
Aye, aye, sir.
Helmsman, full throttle. Steady on this course.
Not yet, Abe, not yet.
We're going to run down a funnel?
Maybe.
They're getting the range, Skipper. Keep on this course. Get ready, Abe.
I can throw it from this distance.
Ready on one.
Ready on one.
Fire one. Left full rudder.
Running hot, straight, and true, sir.
Give us more speed.
That force should take, sir.
Like Guy was saying, sir. A needle in a haystack.
Abe, did I ever tell you that you've got a lot of talent?
Oh, it was nothing, sir. You ought to see me if I ever get my sights on a cruiser.
Left 8 degrees, full throttle.
That's exactly what I'm going to try and find.
Me and my big, fat mouth.
You know, not all of us can be members of the United States Navy or one of the other branches of the armed forces which defend our American democracy and way of life. But we can actively support our sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen by making donations of our own blood, which in many cases is the contribution of life itself. You see, the Department of Defense's supplies of dried human blood plasma has been gravely depleted by the demands of the Korean campaign and must be replenished to give the greatest degree of protection to our men in the service. The need is vital, for it's essential that an adequate supply be maintained at all times, ready for the immediate use of our military men in any given emergency. The Navy urges you to contact your nearest Red Cross office and ask where and when you may make your contribution of blood to our armed forces. And remember, when you make that gift of blood, you're making the gift of life itself to those who have defended and are defending the principles by which we live, the armed forces of the United States.
A sense of humor if you were stationed on Tulagi during those dark days of the early 40s. You needed a sense of humor if you were a member of a PT squadron that got smaller every day. You hungered for news from home, not for the new color of Mamie's hair and not for the name of a new movie star. You hungered for important news, such as how fast and how big were the ships that were promised. How many cruisers, battle wagons, carriers? You were dog tired of seeing destroyers going out for game that could swallow them alive. You were beat up with the repeated missions you went on. Missions in which you searched for ships that you weren't meant to play with, that were for the big boys. Only in those days we had very few big boys. And then, because you were only human, you hungered for news of guys who were worse off than you, just to see if anyone could be worse off than you.
Abe! Hey, Abe, where are you?
On this island, where could I be?
Hey, Abe, pull your tail off that sack. There's a Marine in the mess tent.
I seen a Marine. I once saw a whole bunch of them.
This guy just came over with a VIP from Guadalcanal. Now, come on.
Later. I'm teaching a group of mosquitoes to dive bomb the enemy.
Will you haul off that sack?
Okay, okay, but walk slow. Hot.
These were the first Marines, Rossetti told me.
How long he been on Guadalcanal?
I don't know. I haven't even seen him.
Probably just flew in from stateside.
How do you know?
I don't, but it figures. We got Marines of our own on this island, and they don't travel. They just sit.
This guy can give us some news.
It'll be bad. But at least Rossetti will enjoy it. Boy, it's going to break that guy's heart when we start winning the war.
He's in here.
Yeah.
Hiya, Marine.
Hi. You Joes eat pretty good.
No complaints.
You're lucky.
Aren't you kind of young to be a sergeant?
We don't have any old Marines. Not on Guadalcanal.
Sounds just like the movies.
Tough, huh?
Yeah. Just like the movies.
We heard the Japs had lots of tricks.
Anybody care if I help myself to more of this chow?
Dig in.
Do you want some?
No, we just had our mess. How do things look on Guadal? We don't know what's going on here. All we do is jump in and out of our boats. Nobody ever tells us anything.
You mean you really don't know what's going on?
Nothing. They pick up a few pilots, but you know pilots. To listen to them, all we got to do is sit and relax while they finish the job.
We've had a few casualties, seen some action, but no news.
I spent the last 2 months in a jungle. So thick you have to hack your way through. As soon as you get it cleared, you knock off with some sleep. The jungle crawls right across your back.
Hey, do you think maybe we got a chance? I mean, we're going to win, but how's it look?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're fighting it, aren't you? You got to know.
Listen, sailor, if I said I don't know, I don't know. For 2 months, all I've seen is stinking, rotten jungle. I thought maybe you guys get around. I figured when I got back to Guadal, I could tell the guys what's going on. You see, we picked lots for this assignment. I gotta tell them something.
You wanna know what's wrong with this war?
I'm talking to the Marines.
The guys who are fighting it don't know what's going on.
It's a small war when you're fighting it with a couple of stripes on your arm. You wonder and you ask a few questions. But it's a small war because you're fighting for a couple of feet of jungle. or a small stretch of water, and for your own life. And then every once in a while, a guy with rank calls you into a tent, and you listen with both ears because you know that this part of the action is a personal thing, and you've got to listen close if you want to be able to tell your kids about it.
Okay, cut the chatter.
I haven't got much time for this breathing. You've got four PTs. You get away from the dock without going down. All four go out tonight.
All right, can it.
Here's the overall picture. The Marines and the Army have done a good job on Guadal. So good that they've broken the backs of the enemy resistance.
That stupid Marine, he didn't know nothing.
Recon tells us that the Japs are pulling out. That means that the slot's going to be alive.
So far, I ain't cheering.
Hey, crowd around this map, will you? Hey, Swanson, now you take your ship out and head through here. Samuels, you come around here. Harry, you and I are going this way.
Sir...
Yeah, what is it, Abe?
It's none of my business, sir, but if the Japs are evacuating the island, they'll bring quite a fleet down to protect their ships.
That's right, but we'll have a surprise for them.
We're going to wear paper hats?
Tonight and from now on, we're going to have a fleet backing us up, too.
So I'm cheering.
Use as many fish as you've got, but make them count. We can help break their backs. Shove off at 1600.
All right, let's...
You coming, Abe?
Yeah, sure.
Well...
At least we know a little something that's going on.
Yeah, I feel like the head of naval operations.
Don't you feel better, though, knowing what's going on?
Somehow, Bill, I just can't get over the feeling that I'm live bait.
It's a tough feeling to shake when you've been on your own against odds. A tough feeling when you've had your back against the wall and have been fighting to keep from being pushed clear through. But the action was starting. The long road back to the States. So you hung around the boat while she was being loaded. You hung around while your torpedoes were slung aboard, and then you jumped in, helped get away from the dock, and took a long last look at Tulagi. It wasn't much, but it was solid. And you wanted something solid in a world which seemed to be blowing up fast.
Everything shipshape, Abe?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I'll take a load off your feet. You're still some way from the duck blind.
The guys are a little worried, sir.
Why?
Well, you're a good luck piece, sir. Every guy wants the ship with you because... Well, because...
So?
You drive this thing like a kitty cart and take crazy chances, but... We're all behind you, sir.
Thanks, Abe. But you said the boys were worried.
Yeah, they are.
Abe, an officer isn't supposed to be scared, but he is. It's a good thing to be a little scared, because then you take your chances with an eye to coming out alive. And a good sailor always tries to come out alive.
Well, according to that, sir, I'm about the best sailor in the Navy, because if there's one thing I want...
Sir, off the port bow, destroyer.
Right rudder, up one third.
Torpedoes, here I come.
Hold it.
One of ours.
Sweeter words I never heard.
Full throttle! We're almost there!
The ocean's so big and this thing is so small. I worry because it's so small.
Carriers have 3,300 guys aboard. Imagine, 3,300 guys. It's a city.
We got eight.
I could get more in the backseat of my car.
There's a destroyer. And it's one of theirs.
Wish I was in the backseat of my car.
Helmsman, slip by on the port side. I want those troop ships she's covering.
Oh, but sir, a destroyer. We got a chance at a destroyer.
Let the big boys handle her. We're going after the troop ships. Another thing an officer has to know, Abe, is how to pick his targets.
Oh, yes, sir.
Full throttle! Ship to port! That's our first target. Looks too easy.
You got a complaint about things being easy?
We've been too lucky. Steady on this course. Full throttle. Ready on one.
Ready on one.
Fire one. Left full rudder. Keep full throttle. Arc and head for that baby after that destroyer.
Right inside, Jake.
Ready on two.
Ready on two.
I got it, sir. Right in the belly. A big fat one.
Nice going, Kemp. Fire two.
There's a cruiser picking us out with a searchlight, sir. And it's one of theirs.
Enough is enough. Full throttle. Let's move.
The sweetest music this side of heaven. Two troop ships we got, Bill. Plus a tanker. Not bad for one night, huh?
Go to sleep.
Hey, how did you like the interview I gave that reporter? I had his eyes popping.
I hope the skipper has a sense of humor.
What did I say he could get sore at?
Nothing. Just that the Navy doesn't make a move without you.
Well, it's true. Every time the Navy moves, I have to go along.
Oh, go to sleep. We got a long war ahead of us.
With the islands cleared, we might get rotated.
Abe? The Pacific is loaded with islands. We just get rotated to a hotter one.
Yeah, it might even get in my hometown newspaper. Boy, would I give to see the look on my old man's face when he sees my name in the paper.
Oh, I'm bushed.
I read the story before he mailed it out. I didn't realize how brave I was.
Abe, you've got to stop hiding your talent under a barrel.
True.
True. They might even decide to send the rest of us home and let you mop up these islands by yourself.
It's been suggested.
By you?
Are you crazy? Rossetti. He's jealous because I got to this reporter first.
You get to every reporter first.
Can I help it because they want a colorful story?
Well, just so you won't get too lonesome, the rest of us will stick around for a while.
I'd expect nothing less from my shipmates.
We might even help you win the war. I missed him.
Can't even kill a mosquito when he expects to win a war. So I'll win it alone. Good night, Bill.
Night, Abe.
Out of 11 PT boats, three of them made it through the terrible days at Tulagi. Out of a complement of 200 men who manned those tough little boats, 30 of them breathed a sigh of relief when the big Mo saw the signing of the Japanese surrender. No braver chapter will ever be written in the annals of our naval history than the chapter written by those brave men who jumped into their outboard motors and went out to charge the windmills of the entire Japanese Imperial Navy. Little boats with little men, but both of them as tough as they come.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats, was Arnold Robertson, and the cast included Jack Grimes, James McCallion, Bill Quinn, Maurice Tarplin, and Don Briggs. Was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present
Now Hear This.
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You on NBC.